Before you do any type of exercise, it is important to do a good warm-up to prepare your body. Warm-ups prepare your body for the exercise ahead by increasing heart rate and respiration and thus supplying energy in the form of heat and oxygen to the cells. Increasing body heat also reduces the risk of muscular damage when stretching that can happen to cold muscles. As effective as the methods I'm about to outline in this lecture are, you are still advised to seek out for yourself other or even devise new methods to help your flexibility. Flexibility training is something to be enjoyed much like a pastime. Make training a habit. Do not overexert yourself at once, but instead let your flexibility increase over time. Warming up. Warm up before and after your stretching session. Wear warm clothing such as a tracksuit. You can warm up by running, jogging, around or on the spot, skipping and jumping. Do some jumping jacks. Warm your arms by swinging them around. Loosely do boxing style punch drills. Loosely flick your wrists. After the above, you can do some calisthenic exercises such as sit-ups, crunches, push-ups, and so on. Now let's talk about stretching. There are five types of stretching. Active, this is where you're exercised by yourself against a floor or a wall and so on. Dynamic, this is where you exercise your flexibility range through repeated motions such as kicks. Passive, this is where another person provides the force of the stretch. PNF, progressive neuromuscular facilitation. You can do this once you've stretched actively or passively. A partner will stretch your muscle group to a comfortable level. Then you can contract as tight as you can and hold for about 6 to 10 seconds. You then relax and your partner stretches you further, repeating the process. Without a partner, you can get similar benefits by adding reps to your stretches. Do this by stretching to a comfortable level and contracting the muscles as above. Now loosen the stretch a little, relax for a few seconds, and then continue further with the stretch. The other method of stretching is ballistic, which involves bouncing in your stretch. This is very unadvisable for many reasons, including that you may injure yourself by damaging your muscle fibers. Also, biology provided your body with two protective mechanisms. One senses that a muscle is overstretched and sends you pain signals. The other is called the stretch reflex and is there to protect from overstretching. By a reflex action, it contracts the stretch muscle to make it a shock absorber and also halt the stretch before the muscle is injured. Because of the stretch reflex, the stretch muscle shortens, preventing you from reaching a fully stretched position. Continuing to stretch this way is detrimental in the long run, as your body will start to adapt against it, and you may find it difficult to stretch properly at all. Tips. When you stretch, you should feel a kind of tightness, which is slightly painful but not too uncomfortable. Discomfort is a warning signal that you should not ignore. Never bounce in your stretches. Afterwards, shake off the stretch by shaking legs, arms, and wrists. To maintain flexibility, stretching must be performed at least every day, about every 36 hours to be precise.